Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
BJ and Jamie.
All righty, here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios in Denver. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app, a free app for your phone. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Wednesday. Hello, Jamie.
Hi. I'm telling you what, last night was insane. The wind, the rain. It was like a cyclone at my house.
It was a hurricane.
It was insanity. It really actually was. It woke me up, and the wind was coming through the fireplace again. I hate that fireplace upstairs. Who decided that you should have a fireplace in your bedroom? So dumb.
It's kind of dumb, isn't it?
It is so dumb. Yeah. I've never used it since I bought that place. Yeah.
So you had some bad weather,
Oh,
huh?
Yeah, it was pretty nasty.
I don't know if we had it or not.
Although, I will tell you, before I took my clothes out to be picked up by the laundry service today, I stood out there in the rain, and it was so nice because it was cold rain.
Yeah.
And it felt like I was like, oh, I think I've invented something. You know how they have like float therapy and all these different kinds of therapies?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to create rain therapy.
Did you say float or goat?
Float.
Oh.
Float therapy.
I think they have goat too.
They do have goat therapy.
Yeah. Llamas.
Yep. They have all kinds of therapy. Yeah. But where you just like lay in a hammock and let the rain hit your face. Oh, it's so nice.
Man, I need a hammock.
I know. You do.
I could go straight from the recliner to the hammock.
You could. And be outdoors.
Oh, my gosh.
In nature.
Yeah, so you could tell people like, I was outside all weekend.
Honey, I'm going to go get my vitamin D.
Exactly.
I'm going to be right back.
But it was really cold rain.
You know, funny you should bring up the Cracker Jacks this morning.
Wait, okay. What?
Because
haven't taken anybody through that yet.
What's that?
Through Cracker Jacks, I was on rain.
No. I'm going to explain.
Hi, that's BJ. He'll be on the squirrel path.
Jamie came in. She went straight to the office to get her some Cracker Jacks. See, she ordered a big case of Cracker Jacks, and a lot of the Cracker Jacks are missing. Somebody here in the building, they're Cracker Jack thieves.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
And it's not me. You know that for a fact, right?
I know it's none of you.
You would see us eating them during the show or something.
I think it's the cleaning crew.
You think so?
Well, because, you know, they clean at like midnight. You're a little hungry.
Who's going to notice this?
Exactly. It's a case of Cracker Jacks.
If I'm a cleaning crew, I'd do it. I'd take whatever I could get.
Too.
Right?
Yeah.
Just slip it out of here, right?
Yep.
Funny you should mention that because my wife has a candy stash.
Oh, she has a candy stash?
Yeah. And she's accused me of getting into the candy stash.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's not like, it's not a... Everybody can participate. It's just her candy stash.
It's hers.
Oh.
It's hers.
Oh,
it's hidden.
Oh, it's
but
hidden.
I found the hiding spot. Why do couples do that?
I've been married and I've been engaged and we've never had a separate candy
stash. What about you, Carson?
No.
You've never had
No,
it?
All of our snacks are in the pantry. We both
That's
know.
Like,
I eat her Oreos. She'll eat my Sour Worm sometimes, yeah. You know.
I guarantee
I've never, you. I believe you, but yeah, being both married and also a second time engaged, we've never had separate.
So it's not normal?
No.
It's a path to a divorce?
No, I got divorced, so you might be on the right path. And Bree doesn't even like Carson, so
you're right.
Might be on the absolute right path. And
solid.
Carson likes boys, so you know.
Yeah. So everything's solid.
Yeah, you're fine.
Is that what you're saying? I think there are more people out there than you realize that actually do this.
Actually have. That hoard their food. And
not just candy, but stacks, okay?
Yes,
a snack stash that the other person doesn't know about.
I will tell you this. I do remember one moment when I was married and my ex-husband took my last Diet Coke. Now, that could kill somebody.
Yeah, last straw,
isn't it? Yeah, almost. Yeah. You see the last Diet Coke in there and you know I'm addicted to it and you take it?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
I learned my lesson with the Oreos.
Yeah.
I did that one time. I finished off. There was only two left. I was like, oh, there's only two left. I'm going to have it. Bree came home that night and was like, where are my Oreos? Like,
because you remember. You remember there's two Oreos. And like, by the way, two Oreos and a Diet Coke. Oh.
Yeah, that was the last time I ever finished off the Oreos.
You know, and that's kind of like the cookie stash in a way. It's kind of like that because you know not to eat the last one if the other person really loves it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because you're thinking of it. And then you go, and then it's there, and you're like, why did I ever get married? God, I hate you.
Oh, what a start to today.
Sorry.
I love it.
I'm just in Bree's world right now.
I feel like I'm at home.
You're welcome.
More thunderstorms today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Water World.
Yeah.
I mean, today is what, June 4th, 5th?
Yeah,
4th. What is it?
4th?
So today is June 4th, and my friends that have littles at home are losing their minds.
School's out.
Well, and camps have been canceled.
Yeah.
And my girlfriends are like, I have two that have littles that are still at home. I mean, littles. And they're like,
It's hard to keep up with that energy. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. And you know, you think you're going to send them to swim camp or whatever kind of camp. Yeah. And then they're like, a horse camp. And they're like, sorry, it's been canceled.
We got canceled yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. Bicycle camp went off without a hitch. But baseball canceled.
Oh, yeah. So today it might be canceled.
And I went over there. I'm the only person that showed up.
Well, you didn't get any kind of text or anything?
My wife gets it. She didn't tell me.
She can let you know?
No. I go all the way to the baseball park, and I'm sitting there, and Frog and I are the only two people there. So I call her, and I said, did you get an email about baseball? Hang on a second. Oh, yeah, it's been canceled.
Nobody thought to look at this before you guys are a mess.
She got me to leave so she could eat that stash of candy, probably.
What a household. Just a complete disheveled mess.
It is.
I mean, nobody checked before. It's pouring rain and nobody checked.
No. I loaded him up and we go off the baseball.
Oh, my God.
He's got his cleats
child.
On. He's sitting in the back seat with his glove.
Ready to go.
His cleats ready to go.
And that kid is going to be in therapy later. Like, my parents just never even tried to figure out what to do, and oh my God.
I got to bet you bicycle camp when we come back.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Remember yesterday
we were
so
really
gung-ho?
Stoked.
Oh,
yeah.
We were stoked yesterday. Yeah. Today, not so much.
Oh. Yeah. Do we have a fall?
A big one. Yeah.
Oh, a scraped knee.
A wipeout.
Well, I warned about that due to wet pavement.
Yeah. We might even have a bent frame. So bad.
Oh, geez.
It's like we hit a train. It was bad yesterday. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Wednesday, June 4th. So yesterday, Jamie, bicycle camp, not so good. Day before, awesome. Yesterday, flipped the bike over, wrecked, skint knuckles, skint knees, got it all going on,
where,
man.
Where are the people? Where are the camp counselors?
You've got probably 80 kids on bicycles. Yeah. I mean, they're going everywhere. It's like herding cats, like I said yesterday. And then you've got these, you know, 16, 17-year-old kids out there that's trying to organize everything. Right. And it's a little chaotic, to be honest
so
with
he
you.
Doesn't have like knee pads and elbow pads and all that stuff?
He does. He took them off.
Ew.
He felt confident. After day one, he didn't want to, because you've got kids out there like Carson's kid, for example, 3 years old, right? And they have no pads on and they're just zooming around. Yeah. So he felt like that, you know, he kind of stood out having the pads on.
Gotcha.
A little embarrassing.
Yeah.
So yesterday didn't go so well. We're back at it again today. But I will tell you this. The people that run the camp, man, are they strict with the protocols of picking up a kid.
Well, so, as they should be.
And they should be. I'm not saying they shouldn't be. So there's a kid there, right? Somehow he knew me. Okay. He knew that we worked together, blah, blah, blah. And so we talk, and we're talking for about 10 minutes about his progress and blah, blah, blah. He's using my name. Hey, BJ, you know, Frog's doing really well and blah, blah, blah. And we turned to leave, and he goes, hang on, I need your code.
Oh.
I said, what? He said, I need your code. You can't pick up your kid without a code.
Makes
and
sense.
I said, well, you know me. You know me.
Dude, you guys, one time I went up and I was in line to pick up my kid and he wasn't outside. You know, they have him waiting for you. And I look at Miss Bovey and I go, where is he? And she's like, oh my God, I don't know. And we both like just look at each other and that sickness just comes over you, right?
Yeah.
And she starts running around and she asked another teacher, Spanish class.
He was?
He was in after school Spanish.
Oh, that would be panicking.
He's supposed to go
there? Yes, he was.
And you just,
I just
didn't
forgot.
Know, you forgot.
I forgot okay. that it was Tuesday and it was after school Spanish. I mean, literally, she looked at me and we locked eyes like, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the worst feeling.
My oldest son, I lost him in a grocery store one time. And I'll never forget that same feeling that you're talking about. But I lost him in a grocery store. He had just wandered off, me not paying attention, you know, tried to pick out a can of tomatoes or something. And I look up and he's gone. And I go, this aisle, not a kid there. Okay, I go to the next aisle, not a kid there. And then panic. Then
you remember when they shut down the airport for me?
No.
Yeah, so I was in the East Terminal at St. Louis, and my kid, I changed his diaper, right? And I turned around to throw away the diaper, and he waddled away.
Oh.
Well, the plane was deplaning. When they opened the door, they shut him in that little triangle. You know, like when they opened the door?
Yeah.
He was trapped.
He was trapped in there. And so I was like, I was bawling. I'm like, he has a little white shirt on and it has a picture of a crappie that my dad pressed into his shirt. And they were going through the restaurants. They were looking everywhere. They shut down the doors because they thought somebody stole him. And then when that plane was done departing, they closed the door. Yep. There's my kid just looking out the window.
Oh, no.
But it's such a relief.
Shaking.
It's such a relief, too.
Oh, God.
That feeling when you find the kid is like, oh, my God.
But do you know how long it takes to deplane? That's how long he was behind that door.
A while.
Holy moly.
Oh, my God. I mean, literally, like, I couldn't even.
You thought he was gone.
And people were comforting me, and I was on the plane. I was still hysterical, and they were, like, all coming around me.
Yeah. It's a terrible feeling.
It's
just awful. And I think every parent's been through it.
For sure.
I mean, you just...
I bet Carson hasn't lost his precious baby.
I haven't.
See?
I haven't.
He's the better parent.
I haven't had that moment.
He's the better parent than us. We're crappy parents.
We lost Frog at a pool in Hawaii.
Oh, that'd be scary.
Once. Because he wandered off to go get a snow cone by himself.
Yeah, they do that.
And we're just like,
I mean, not if they're Carson's child.
No.
Carson's child would never wander off to get a snow cone.
No.
Because that child doesn't eat sugar.
Not allowed.
All organic.
Not allowed. Organic snow cones.
You know, just kidding you.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Although I do know he would never let his kids get lost. You and I, so far, have story after story after story.
I mean, I will say, when she takes off in her Jeep, she puts it in high mode, and she goes around a curve, and I can't see her, I'm like running, sprint.
And don't you have a remote on that? You can shut it down.
But it only goes so far with the range. You got to keep up.
Organic snow cones from me, yeah. Baby.
I guess we are bad parents. Now I know. That I think about
it. We kind of are.
Yeah, because I know three different occasions, and it was total chaos.
I can still tell you several more. I'm not going to bore you with it, but I'm like, but my baby was never lost.
Wow.
I wish her on her leash.
I wish I were that parent.
I know.
No, I do. Yeah. I wish I was the perfect parent.
Gone it. Oh,
can't
well.
Do it.
Yeah.
Can't do
Maybe
it.
Maybe next time for you. I mean, God knows how you do things.
I don't know. I don't know, Jamie. I don't know. I feel like I've lost Frog at least a couple
no,
times.
No, what I'm talking about is, you know, you have another shot. I mean, you have like a 40-year-old and a 7-year-old.
Yeah, you got plenty of time.
The way you do things is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, that's not going to change. That's not going to change at all.
Okay,
all
right.
No, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, can you?
I'm just saying, maybe another baby's in your future.
Yeah. You
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Nope. I think we're set.
Okay.
I think I'm set. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next here on the program.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Program stand by.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Know me, Carson. You don't even know me. So Carson's trying to convince me I've got to watch this new show. But, I mean, based on how I talk about TV, I don't know why I would want to go see what was Better Sister.
The Better Sister.
Not go see it. I'm sitting on my couch and watching. Better Sister on Amazon Prime.
Yep.
That sounds like gruesome. It sounds awful.
It feels like Gone Girl.
Okay.
So that's why I figure you might like it. It's going to be twisted. I know it's going to be. We're only one episode in, but it's going to be twisted.
Jessica Alba?
Jessica Biel.
Which? Wrong one.
And Elizabeth Banks.
Okay. Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I haven't seen her in a while. Was she that stripper girl? Blonde hair? She had blonde hair?
I feel like she... Yeah, I feel like she's played a stripper.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking the wrong one, but I see who she is now. Thank you, Schmidel. Yeah, but I watch Wags to Riches. That's about chicks that have married really, really... By the way, sorry, hi, squirrel. I don't know if you guys do this, but when I watch reality TV, do any of you look up their net worths while you're watching it?
No.
So I've been watching Wags to Riches. I'm done now. There was 8 episodes. And it's all these women that married different baseball players, football players, you know, and really thought that a lot of them only are worth like $2 million.
No kidding.
Yeah. And they made millions, but they just made bad investments.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, hey, invest in my, you know, Carl's Jr. Yeah. Buy a bunch of franchises, and then they all went under or whatever. Yeah, so, and I keep like, every time, the only one that has money is, what's the guy that got pulled out of his Lamborghini on the way to the football?
Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, he's on it. He and his wife are on it, Tyreek Hill. But he has like 80 kids.
Yeah, he's got a lot of kids.
And he's still playing football, so he's still making money.
But all of those dudes have like 80 kids.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's a lot of child support.
Oh, my God. One of them has 12 on the show. It's Ochiano, or you know, he's famous.
Yeah.
Ocho Ono, whatever his name is. He has like 5 different women, 5 different kids. She brought in 3. They have 12 together, and she's pregnant. I'm like, come on.
Ocho Cinco?
Yeah, that one.
Chad Johnson?
Yeah. He has a million kids too.
Yeah, they all do.
Oh my God. So that's part of the problem. By the way, I'm watching a nightmare right now, an absolute nightmare on TV. Southbound I-25 is closed at 104th, and they are sending people up the off-ramp to get off of that freeway.
Unbelievable.
Again, it's southbound I-25. It's closed at 104th, and they are to get people have been stuck since 6 this morning, you know, or 5:30, and so they're sending them, they're directing them up the off ramp. People are trying to come down the off ramp. Like, wait, what?
And they're crossing over the grass median.
Yeah.
What exactly happened there?
A car got hit by a semi, and I don't know if there was like a fatality or anything, but all 4 lanes are closed, and I can see like the cleanup crew is there taking care of everything.
Yeah, it looks like a diesel spill as well. So I think they have that. It's a hazmat situation and maybe a fatality.
Now, that could be a while.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, I'm going to tell you one more time. Sorry about this, but if you're just sitting there, because I hate it when I'm sitting in traffic and nobody tells me on the radio what the hell's going on, pisses me off. And so southbound I-25 closed at 104th. So there you go. Good luck. Man, there's a lot of trucks on the road. Hi, I can see stuff and you guys can't. All right, let's see here. Going back to all the other stuff I want to talk about. We might have a racketeering charge. I mean, we have a charge, but we might have some proof. And I'm talking about the Diddy case. Here's the deal. They brought out the whole $100,000 cover-up in the hotel. And here's why this might be racketeering. Is there was a security guard, and he came down, and he's like, dude, you're on film. You just beat the hell out of her on tape. This is Cassie and Sean Combs, the infamous hotel tape. And yeah, this isn't cool. Well, Diddy offered him money. He said, no, I'm not taking a dollar from you. And he ended up, by the way, he ended up becoming a police officer later on in life with the CHP or whatever. He didn't take a dime. The other guy that actually had the tapes that was behind the, you know, behind the desk, they called him in and said, hey, we need all those scrapped. We need the original. We need everything. And he's like, you have to go to management. I have nothing to do with it. And then the reason why it becomes racketeering, perhaps, is because they tried intimidation. First, they tried the personal assistant. He wouldn't do it with her. And then Diddy came aboard and said, I'm going to give you money. And so that's when it becomes more racketeering, because it was like a mob family that all came to these security people and said, you got to give us this. What's it going to take? So that's where it, according to TMZ.
Yeah, it appears that yesterday was probably the most potentially damaging to him than any of the other days have been.
And so here's the bad part, is that the guy that actually had the original tapes, he only got $30,000. His boss, who had nothing to do with it, got $50,000. And then some other dude got $20,000. And the original OG is like, I had the tapes. And everybody made me split it up.
I wish I had a tape on you.
Well, nobody has a tape on me. I've never been that dumb.
Well, if I did, man, I'd be charging you more than $50,000.
Nobody got a tape on me. I had a guy once whip out his phone and try that.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, you don't. Yeah, that's a good one.
If you've got a Jamie tape, let me know.
Nobody has one.
NATO.
It'd have to be a hidden one because I don't do that stuff. I'm not dumb. Anyway, yeah, so we'll see. They said this was a better cause in the racketeering situation is because the people after person, and then finally Diddy talked them into giving them money.
Is the prosecution done? Do we know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
As of yesterday, when I saw the TMZ report, it was not.
Okay.
So, also in the Diddy trial, this Sean Deering, who was the former escort, who has now cleaned up his act, and he's a nice boy from the Midwest. Before, not so much.
It's funny hearing him talk like super polite and then being like, bro, I know all this stuff that you did. It's weird.
I know, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's weird to think about what he does.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And now he talks like, I'm just a small town boy.
Yeah.
He says he's a Christian man.
Yeah, from Kentucky. And this was just kind of just a moment in my life.
Well, you can be both.
Well, that is a moment.
That's
a male escort? Yeah. That's quite the moment. All right, here is him talking about how nice Cassie was. Number two.
And she just showed me the utmost respect from day one. There was a night where Cassie, I didn't understand how they enjoyed my presence, but she sat next to me and she's like, there's just something about you. There's energy. You know, there's just energy about you. And it just was a moment that kind of shook me. I was just like, thank you. You know, it's like you take it in the moment, just thank you and move move on. But like that little statement had a very large effect on my life. Now I'm a born and raised man of God. I'm a Christian man. So it was a moment where I got to see the spirit in a time of darkness. And I believe that Diddy saw that in her, and he saw how he could use that because she did like to serve and please so much that he could use that in order to satisfy his own desire, in a sense that her goodness, she was satisfied by pleasing him, but it led a very dark road.
He is a nice kid.
From one rectory to the other. I don't even know what that means. But it feels wrong. All right, here's another clip of him.
But there were other times at the experience when Diddy would leave the area. And I just would, begin to just hey, you know, just talk to her cordially. We're next to each other. And it was a moment of, we can't do anything without him here. It was just... It was, a freeze up. And it was one where I could see she's a human. She wanted to speak, but she was also one who respected. I could see she understood her role, I guess, in a sense, as I did. You know, I was hired there for a purpose, and I was there to serve my purpose. And I think that I wouldn't say she was controlled by necessarily fear, but rather respect. And, you know, that some of the choices that she made led to this, but I could see that she would not say or do things if she was not allowed to, put it that way.
Yeah, I do feel like she was kind of under a spell and under a threat. I mean, at one point, you know, he said to her on the airplane, I'm going to release all these tapes if you don't do the freak-offs.
Yeah.
So
that statement he makes, though, is he kind of lightens it up a little bit, you know, by saying...
He didn't testify, by the way.
No, but I mean, from what he's saying there in his interview, that you know, she didn't do it out of fear. And I think they need that to prosecute here.
Well, the good news, he didn't testify. He was just on TMZ just talking
right
about from his own knowledge. I'm assuming they didn't have him on the stand at all or call him as a witness because of...
Yeah, because he kind of downplays it just a little bit, that she knew her role, she stuck to her role, and he says she didn't do it out of fear. He should have said she was scared to death.
I have an update on that southbound I-25 closed at 104th. Multiple people taken to the hospital, multiple cars, not just one now that we know more. Multiple people taken to the hospital. Again, it's I-25 is completely shut down southbound at 104th Street. They're taking people off the off-ramp. I mean, they're turning you around, taking you off the off-ramp. And so it's just a mess. I mean, just a mess.
Every time I see one of these, I think to myself, man, what a horrible way to start a day.
No kidding.
I mean, you wake up, you're getting ready to go to work or to be wherever you need to be, and then something like this happens. You're involved in it.
I can say something happy, though.
What?
Happy birthday to my friend, Lori.
Woo!
Lori. Happy birthday.
You know her too. We all know her. Yeah, happy you guys birthday. All know her too. Yeah. Happy birthday to Lori. All right, there you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday. Going to be thunderstorms later on today. Just saw where Peyton Manning has invested in the women's soccer. Did you see this?
I did not.
You know what? This guy, I swear, he's got a horseshoe in his butt because this guy is so lucky. He's about to make another $1 billion probably. You know, you and I can't find a business that we can go into, Jamie.
Well, what they say,
your jug of dirt take off?
They say the rich only get richer.
Yes, they do.
The rich only get richer.
All right, so Peyton Manning has now invested in the new soccer team here, the women's soccer team, that's about to take shape here in Denver.
The Denver franchise, the new franchise in the National Women's Soccer League, they don't have any players yet. No coach, no team name, or official colors. But they do have a stadium complex plan in place and a very strong ownership group, including Colorado ski champion Michaela Schifrin.
Great.
And another investor and part owner was revealed today. Former Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning. Now, the way they announced it was simply fantastic. Peyton called his brother Eli, who is part owner of the NWSL Gotham Football Club in New York, and the Manning brothers rivalry, it's back.
Going to make $1 billion. How do we get in on this?
Here's what I'm going to tell you. Here's how it went down at home. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
So Betty Manning was sitting there, right? And so she's putting on her mascara, and she has her mouth open, okay? She's like,
yeah.
You're going to buy a girl's soccer hat, are you? And then now she's over to the other eye. Oh, real nice. All those hot young girls in shorts.
Yeah. I could just see me going home and talking to my wife and saying, hey, let's put a little money in a women's soccer team.
Yeah.
See how far that goes.
How's that going to go?
I don't know.
You know Betty Manning is not happy about this. Really? You had to go with women? You couldn't go with men?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But this thing will make a buku of money.
You know what this is called? Midlife crisis.
He's going to be up in the owner's box
it's
watching
his
every game.
Corvette is what this is. It's a Commodore's Corvette.
Here's that phone call between Eli Manning and Peyton Manning yesterday.
Yo, what's up, Peyton?
Remember you were telling me the reason you like the NWSL is because you didn't have to compete with me?
Yeah. Why?
Well...
You stupid son of a...
Hey, Eli, what's your language?
That was so off the cuff, wasn't it?
It was so natural.
It was. It really was.
Those two, I swear. God.
They are funny, though.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're entertaining.
Yeah,
they are.
I agree.
Yeah, but you know he's going to make a fortune on this.
What's the
this
forgotten team? Son?
Cooper.
Cooper. Bad for him.
Cooper had some problems early.
Well, didn't he get injured?
Yeah. He got injured in I think he had some medical issues too, though.
Probably the injury.
I don't know. Well, beyond that, I mean.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I think so.
Oh, you have some gossip on Cooper?
Well, no, I just know over the years that I've read certain things that he possibly had some, I don't know, some medical issue.
Whoa, what? Like what?
That kept him from playing. And you know, Peyton's got a son.
Like a curvature of the spine? Remember, that was a whole thing.
Curvature of something. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. I just had heard that over the years.
Yeah, spinal stenosis.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Whoa, I was just trying to make a joke about the curvature of the spine. Because remember when we were little, they brought you into the bathroom to see if your spine was crooked? And then it turned out it was.
Dead on.
You nailed it. I knew there was something. What? There was something that's in his past that prevented him from playing football.
I wish that Peyton and Eli would do a better job involving him.
Cooper?
Yeah.
He's the Rusty of the group.
He is Rusty.
Rusty from the Jonas Brothers.
I mean, I didn't even know his
forgotten.
Name.
Yeah,
I mean,
Cooper.
At least you did, but don't you think that they should do a better job?
I do.
You know?
I do.
Kind of mean.
I think he's got a son that's pretty good at sports, too. The whole family is, but yeah. I don't know. I mean...
But let's include Cooper, all Cooper. Right? Cooper,
yeah.
They tried to when they did the whole kickoff for the Super Bowl. Remember they
remember
were
that.
Doing that?
Yeah.
And he actually hosted the event. So yeah. That was his, like, oh, yeah, put me on the mic.
But it's kind of mean because, you know, when there's, like, three brothers or whatever, there's always two that, like, become closer and they leave out the third one.
Uh-huh.
That's what's happened. Eli and Peyton are bro bras, and then they're like, ugh, Cooper.
I mean, he could have easily called Cooper.
Exactly.
He didn't have to call Eli. We know Eli.
Right.
Call Cooper.
And it's
get
like,
his name out there.
They just rub that they have money into his face.
Well,
like, sorry, Cooper, you're at the trailer park.
Funny you should bring that up. I wonder if he and Peyton and Eli peel off a little, you know, side change for Cooper.
Like they do Rob Kardashian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, that would be the right thing to do because you got to figure Peyton Manning's worth, what, $500 million? Eli, probably $250 million. And then there's little Cooper with his
Rob
crooked
spine. Rob Kardashian and Cooper Manning should sell socks together.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
That's the collab everyone wants.
No, you're right. You're right. That's it. Right there.
That's what we've been waiting right. for this
Our
entire
whole lives.
Time.
Cooper. Who knew we needed that?
Yeah. All right. Well, Peyton Manning, he's in with the women's
nice.
Soccer.
We don't even have a name. We don't have colors. Nothing. We don't have a coach.
And he's going to make a ton of money. Yep, I'm sure. I'm is. Sure. I mean, he doesn't make bad decisions, I guess, right?
No, he actually doesn't, right? It seems like all his are pretty much gold.
Can you imagine what he makes just on endorsements?
No.
I mean, it's got to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 75. He's on everything.
He is on everything.
It's got to be like $75 to $100 million a year.
Yeah. I'm sure he does well.
And he's
Seems
been
like
doing
he's
that
fine.
For years. And there's no stopping it. He'll continue to make it. I will tell you this. I do admire how much he puts back into Denver.
That is true.
Into the community. Because he's here all the time. He's always involved in Denver activities. Because the guy, I mean, he really was known for being in Indianapolis.
Right, but now
Tennessee.
He lives here full-time, right? And his kids go full-time?
Yeah, but he puts a lot back into this community.
But don't you think he tries to hide the wife? Kind of stifles her a little bit.
You never see her.
That's because she's in a closet.
I don't know if there is a wife. I don't know. I don't know if there is one.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it makes a lot of... All right, let's go to Tinder real quick here. What's the deal here? Heights?
So Tinder has now a new thing where you can eliminate short men from your profile.
That's so
I mean, from looking at the short men. Yeah, it's a new thing on Tinder. I don't use any dating apps or whatever, so I don't know a lot about Tinder. But now when you put in like the coordinates or whatever you call it, you know, it one of them is like they have to be tall.
So when you put in your screener.
Yeah.
Can put in how tall you want a person.
Right. And it's saying that it's eliminating all short men from dating.
That's height discrimination. You can't do that. I'm so glad I'm not in the dating game. It's so rough out there.
I know.
Doesn't some people at least have a short man fetish? I mean, aren't there some women out there that might have a short man fetish?
I don't think it's a thing.
Can it be? Okay. Can we start something? Maybe? All right, here's the story.
Short King Spring could be on its way out as popular dating app Tinder is going to include a new height filter. This new feature will allow its gold and premium members, aka those who pay for the service, to list height as a preference in their dating app profile settings. According to Tinder, the feature is a preference, not a hard filter, so it doesn't explicitly block or exclude profiles outside a certain height range.
The company told Newsweek, "We're always listening to what matters most to our Tinder users, and testing the paid height difference is a great example of how we're building with urgency, clarity, and focus. Height filters aren't new for dating apps. They've been around on apps like Hinge and Bumble for years, but still the new Tinder filter has sparked intense debate online."
So it's not new.
Well, for other apps, but new for Tinder. But the thing is it's because it's really popular, Tinder is. And so people are saying it's, like you said, Carson, it's discrimination and short guys, you know, they're good people. But then somebody brought up this. Well, what if you put in amount of money they made? And, you know, because listen, if you have a short guy with money, I got my own money. I don't need that. But if you put a short guy with money, nobody's going to care about somebody's height.
That's exactly right.
Now, is this men and women or just men?
I don't know.
It's anybody who pays. You have to have a certain level of, like, premium user.
No, the height thing. Is that for men and women
both? But men never care about height. It's not their thing.
But they could if they wanted to.
So they could, but men don't care about height. So one suggestion was what they do care about is weight. And so they wanted the option of a weight filter.
Oh. Yeah.
I was like, well, that's
the opposite.
Not nice.
I want a 250 plus, man. we call them a tipper.
Some people say she ain't a lady if she ain't 280, you know,
right.
So yeah.
Yeah, can't get on that scale, she'll bust it.
Although I will tell you, I've dated a couple of tall guys, you know one of them that I dated for a while. I don't suggest it. I mean, listen, if they're just stupid, I mean, sorry, I know he listens. He's not stupid. He's just got a lot. He's that guy that tells you about everything that bad is going on in his life.
Oh. Well, I know him. He's stupid.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. The app is free, and you'll get the podcast after 10 o'clock. If there's anything, I mean anything, that you miss on this show, go back to the podcast, and you can get it right there. First of all, I'm going to make a bold prediction here. Colorado Rockies are going to the World Series.
You know what? That's what Carson guessed yesterday.
No kidding?
Nope. Yeah.
Bring it Two on. In a row now. Yeah. Two in a row. We won again yesterday.
Yeah. I know. You called it yesterday, Carson. He's like, I think we're on our way to the World Series. He might. You know what? He might have that gift that you and I have.
Yeah, that intuition thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's
he does.
It's going to be the greatest comeback ever.
Yeah. Right. I don't think he has it. Just between you and
no,
I.
No, you don't?
I don't think so. Okay. No, right. No. I mean, it's two in a row,
no.
And it's a sucky team called Miami, but I don't know
if
he's
got it. No, we're going all the way Rocktober. Here we come, baby.
Rocktober.
Well, time will tell. Yeah. Time will tell. How about this story about these Chinese spies with this fungi they wanted to put in our food chain?
Okay, so here's the problem with this. What? I mean, obviously it's a problem. But because of AI, I thought it was a fake story yesterday.
Did you?
I did.
I'm with you.
I did. I was like, okay, I just watched that whole thing, introduction to AI, how they can make news anchors say stuff that isn't even true,
right? You're right.
And so I was like, well, this isn't a true story at all.
You know, that didn't dawn on me, okay. And it should have, because I'm, you know, I have that whole 24 to 48 hour window that I like to sit back and see what a news story develops into.
Yeah, because I didn't share it on purpose.
Yeah. I didn't think that way. It does sound like a movie plot, though, doesn't it?
Crazy.
Something like, a James Bond movie or something. You've got two Chinese people that were arrested in Michigan because they had a fungi that they were going to put into the supply, our food chain supply, and just contaminate everything.
And they were University of Michigan students, right? And they were going to research
it there?
Yeah,
scholars.
Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that part of the story. Here's the story, by the way.
Short King Spring could be on its way.
That's about tender.
Whoa,
that's short. I didn't even know there was a Short King Spring.
No idea.
Hold it for something.
I know there was Hot Girl Summer, but I missed Short King Spring.
All right, here we go. The Chinese fungus.
My name is Yun Qingjian.
33-year-old Yuxin Jian, a scientist and student from China working as a postdoctoral research fellow in a lab at the University of Michigan. On Tuesday, inside federal court, charged with conspiracy, smuggling, and making false statements. It's alleged her boyfriend, 34-year-old Yangyang Lu, also a scientist from China, was caught at Detroit Metro Airport smuggling a dangerous fungus into the country. Fusarium graminearum attacks barley, corn, and wheat, and could be used for purposes of agroterrorism.
No.
So I also heard that it could be harmful to humans. Not only like to agriculture, but to harmful to humans as well.
I heard it could kill people.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah. From what I read, it could be like 10 times worse than the virus was.
Yeah.
The COVID. That it could absolutely shut down our whole supply chain.
What's
when it comes
going
to food.
On with that?
I don't know.
Agro-terrorism? That's a new one.
Agro. Anything with agro-terrorism.
Agricultural not terrorism.
Good.
I mean, we've heard threats about, tainting our water. I said taint. Our water supply, taking down the power grid. But I never thought about crops and, grains being tainted.
Yeah, and from what I read, it was extremely dangerous for human consumption.
Yeah, that's what I...
Not only did it kill off these, the barley and wheat and corn, but it was just really a dangerous thing. And I wonder how they caught them. That's really crazy that you would even be able to catch him.
Maybe when he took off his feet, they saw athlete's foot, and they were like, whoa, that's a fungus.
You gotta get that tested.
You know, we have to take off your shoes, and some people don't wear their socks, which is nasty.
Didn't they show some of the fungus or something in little baggies or something yesterday? I thought I saw a picture with little baggies with fungus in it.
Oh,
something like
God,
that.
Yeah, there's three baggies, and they all have plant material inside of them.
Yeah,
or four
that's,
baggies,
that's
sorry.
That's a fungi.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was that they were on Southwest, right? And they were flying over, and she's like, you're a fungi.
Jamie, it's not funny. Our food chain, our supply could be completely damaged.
Here's the thing.
Destroyed.
If you think that's the only one, then y'all are dumb.
Exactly. No kidding.
Because you know there are different kinds of things. I mean, and listen, the scariest part is how they're buying up land all around our military bases, and we're letting it happen.
Yeah.
They own so much land in the U.S. It's so crazy.
I watched that, Selling Sunset or whatever, and they're always like, well, he wants to buy this, you know, $800 million plot of land. And they're like, he's Chinese. It's going to be a little difficult, but we can push it through.
We're just letting it happen.
I don't know, man. This is scary, though. When I saw this story yesterday about the food supply chain being completely wrecked, I mean, just complete havoc in this country, that is a scary proposition right there.
It is. Did you think, like, what would you do? Did you do that? Because I did. I was like, okay, I have a cabin. That's where I'm going to go. But then I'm like, I don't have, like, supplies out there.
I got some I'll sell you.
And well, I was like, well, I can catch fish, but they're going to, what if they do something to the water?
No, yeah. I got some of those supplies that last 25 years in the basement.
Do?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
In the baggies?
I've got some boxes.
Just add hot water?
Yeah, well, I've never broken them out yet to taste them because I got a feeling they suck.
They suck.
Yeah.
The MREs.
But you know, in a pinch, I think they would do.
Because my son, they take them hiking when they do 14ers, and they're like, ugh.
My wife bought like 3 cases of these.
Yeah.
And so they're just sitting in the basement. Now, we've already used up 2 years because she bought them 2 years ago and they last 25.
Yeah.
So I only have a shelf life of 23 years. Oh. So something needs to happen soon.
But, you know, because I know that we have that seed vault, right? In the United States, we have that, the world's biggest seed vault where we keep one seed of everything in case that everything dies or whatever. But maybe we need to like keep some seeds on us. So we can, like, grow our own crops.
That's not a bad idea. If you have, like, a bug-out bag or, like, BJ has, like, his MRE meals, you should have seeds there, too.
What do I have?
Your MRE meals.
What's an MRE?
I think it's meal ready eat.
Yeah.
Meal. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Ready to eat meal.
I'm ready.
Ram.
Yeah. Crazy story. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Tabloid Trash. We'll do it.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone. And maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt. Or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Did you know that people injected stuff into their, not into their noses, but on the bridge of their nose to get rid of bumps and stuff since the turn of the 20th century?
No.
Yeah. It says women didn't like the bumps and divots in their nose, so they'd inject oils and waxes. Well, now they've perfected it, and the FDA, they cleared this use in 2003, and it's called liquid rhinoplasty.
Never heard of it.
Me either, but I've never had a big bump, but I could see people if they had like a divot or whatever.
Yeah. Since when? The 19th century?
Yeah, 20th. It says back to the turn of the 20th century.
A long time ago.
I wouldn't think anybody even... Anyway. All right, so here's the deal, though. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because, you guys, I am telling you, this is going to be a thing. It is going to be a thing, and I know this because my girlfriend, who is scheduled to get a breast augmentation, if you will, she breastfed 5 children. And so when you breastfeed 5 children, there's going to be some... How she describes it as this, okay?
Yeah.
She describes it as she could... I haven't seen them. But after 5 kids, that she could roll them up like a turkey roll-up all the way up here. She'd take them down here, roll it all the way up like a turkey roll-up, and then put a clamp on it.
Oh, there should be a website for that.
And put like a hair clip on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and just keep it up here.
Chip clip?
Yeah, chip clip, yeah.
Good idea.
So she's obviously getting a breast augmentation. That's what we call it.
Wow.
But here's the deal. It's going to be... just like Kylie's. Yesterday, and she called her doctor and changed it. Kylie gave out her booby blueprint.
No kidding.
Yeah. Kylie, it was the weirdest thing. So this girl went on Instagram and she said, Kylie Jenner, here's a weird question. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to degrade you in any way. I don't mean to say anything mean or anything, but you have the best breasts that look completely normal. They look natural. Could you please give any of us, because I'm thinking, this girl said this, I'm thinking of getting my breasts done. Could you please tell me what you did, who you went to, and what you did? So Kylie Jenner, who, this is really cool she did this, because most people deny it, right?
Right.
So Kylie Jenner came on and said, here's what I did. I went to Dr. Garth Fisher. I think he's in Marina Del Rey. I got 445 cc's.
Okay.
She said, I got half of it put under the muscle, half and half. So half over the muscle, half under the muscle. And she said, and I had them done in silicone.
There you go. Boom.
The Kylie Jenner booby blueprint.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
This is going to catch on.
So what does my girlfriend do with her, you know, what do you call those, turkey wraps?
Or fruit roll-ups.
Fruit roll-ups, yeah. Better.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she called her doctor, and then they just revised her whole surgery. She's doing the half-in, half-out, under the muscle thing.
Yeah.
I thought, and this is the only thing I told her, because it concerns me, is, but it's not my boobs, not my body. Her choice. I would be afraid to put silicone in my body. Because, you know, the rage now is saline, because if they burst, you only get salt water, right, in your body, and yeah, it just expels. But silicone is like ooey and gooey. It seems like
it's
would...
like slime.
Yeah, it would like attach to stuff. But,
yeah,
you know?
I would too, but...
I didn't even know they made silicone breast implants anymore.
I'm taking notes over here. All this is just so interesting to me.
Although, I don't know. Yours look great. It looks like you had a good job done.
I did 700 cc. Are you kidding me? Take a look. Woo!
I feel like
450cc sounds like a motorcycle to me.
It does, doesn't it?
You know what I mean? Yeah, I got myself a 450cc.
I feel like I'm one of the only women left on the planet that has boobs that aren't fake.
Well, no, Lisa no, it, right? No. Yeah, no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not at everybody.
But when you look
not
at it, no, Brie does not have, no.
She's got a nice rack.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I like them. Yeah. I feel the same way.
I'm glad I didn't say that.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah. Chanel, way to stay quiet, pal.
No.
Atta boy.
No, Brie
atta boy.
Brie has a great rack.
Yeah, no. Well, thank you, Jamie.
Anyway, so yeah, but people are now changing their whole augmentation plan. People are now going back to silicone. This just happened yesterday, and they're saying that every plastic surgeon are getting phone calls of these women going crazy, going, I want half of it under the muscle. I want silicone now. And they're like, what just happened? Because, you know, these doctors are oblivious, right? They don't know what happened. And all of a sudden, their phones are blown up like, what? You want me to order silicone now?
I want the Kylie special.
Yeah.
And it's got to be exactly 450?
450.
Are you really?
Yep, 450 cc's. Mm. Yep. Mm. Anyway, so that's that. But I do like that Kylie was honest, and I do like she even told it was Dr. Fish. Dr. Fish is going to blow up.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. He's busy.
Yeah, and I do like she just gave everybody exactly what she did.
It's cool.
That is, it is cool. I like it a lot. All right, let's see here. What was I going to tell you? Oh, Wicked for Good, the second installment. The trailer is out, and... Oh, I forgot to tell Schmidel to get it.
I don't think it's been dropped yet. It's coming out today.
It's coming out today? Yeah. Okay, good. All right, so anyway, Wicked for Good. So if you love that first Wicked, be prepared for number two. Remember how it says to be continued at the end? I just looked at my sister and I was like, yeah, I'm done.
So the crazy part is they're actually opening some movie theaters up today.
Just to see the trailer?
Just for the trailer. I kid you not.
Come on.
I kid you not.
Really?
Yep.
Ugh. I mean, it was fine. Listen, all the graphic, you know, it was amazing. That part was amazing. The storyline, these monkeys, they turn into birds or something.
Wasn't there like,
turn into monkeys? I don't know what
happened. Whole thing about how, you know, you either loved it or you hated
it. Well, I went with hate.
There was no in between with Wicked.
And maybe I'm just not deep enough to enjoy it.
And didn't they have that? Like action figure or something they had to take back because they had a porn site on the box.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah, that was a shame.
Yeah. All kinds of stuff going on.
Cardi B says that she had to divorce Offset. And here's what she said. Number four.
Last year, I felt like I was like naked walking down the, running down the street. And I was like just running and running and running. And I don't know. I just felt so weird last year. I felt really, really weird. Like, I was getting frequent headaches. I was literally losing my mind. And I gave it chances after chances after chances after chances after chances after chances. If I was still there, I was going to end up going to jail. Because I was going to end up killing them. Seriously, with my own bare hands. Because it was just getting so...
Man, she sounds down.
She sounds like she was going to kill him with her own bare hands.
Okay.
She's set on him and then just choke him out, I guess. I don't know.
Should have given him another chance.
Well, here's what they were saying is that she was at that. Well, I mean, she still is so uber popular. But, you know, she had a hit out and all this. And then you find out that your boyfriend or baby daddy or husband, whatever he is, is cheating on you, like, and you're like the bigger than life right now. That's humiliating.
Yeah, the timing was bad.
It is bad. Yeah,
really
so
bad.
She was really sad during that time. I guess she named her child, her little girl. We didn't know the name. Is it Blossom? Because she accidentally spilled the beans, and she's like, he hasn't even seen Blossom but one time since she's been born.
Yeah, it is Blossom.
Yeah, Blossom. There's an old show called Blossom. It was that girl that hosted Jeopardy for a while. Remember her?
No.
She's also on that science show.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, Blossom. Come on. Yeah. Joey Lawrence. Was it Joey Lawrence on it?
I think so.
Was it Joey Lawrence? It might not have been. Anyway, but Blossom. And then Blossom went on to be on that science show that was really popular. It's so popular. It's in reruns.
Big Bang.
Thank you. Yeah, she's one of the girlfriends.
Maya Bilyk, right?
That's it. Yeah. And then she also hosted Jeopardy. Fun facts with Jamie. All right. Listen, McDonald's snack wraps are returning July 10th.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
So good.
Honey mustard. So good. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tableau trash.
It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie.
I love this, Jamie. This is something we should do for our show. Apologize before we get something wrong. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's the best way to handle it.
Morning show.
There's a guy down in Florida that's a meteorologist. He went on TV yesterday and said that the budget cuts has really affected the weather department. They can no longer forecast accurately with the weather.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, because they had budget cuts. That's a good move on his part.
Was he talking about NOAA or whatever it's called?
Yeah. He was talking about the National Weather Service offices in Tampa and Miami, and he's talking about hurricane season coming and how we wouldn't be able to get it right on the path and the destruction or what the forecast.
I mean, he's not wrong. There were huge cuts with that.
Right.
And people are complaining about it. That's great for the weathermen because they don't have to be accurate at
exactly.
all.
Exactly. What's your excuse over the last 5 years? You got those wrong. Listen to this guy explain how the forecasting of the hurricane season is going to be absolutely impossible.
Let's talk about the federal government cuts to the National Weather Service and to NOAA. Did you know that Central and South Florida National Weather Service offices are currently basically 20 to 40% understaffed? From Tampa to Key West, including the Miami office, 20 to 40% understaffed. Now, this type of staffing shortage is having impacts across the nation because there's been a nearly 20% reduction in weather balloon releases, launches, that carry those radio signs. And what we're starting to see is that the quality of the forecasts is becoming degraded. There's also a chance, because of some of these cuts, that NOAA Hurricane Hunter aircraft will not be able to fly this year, and with less reconnaissance missions, we may be flying blind, and we may not exactly know how strong a hurricane is before it reaches the coastline.
Folks, you're on your own.
Now, that's pretty crappy.
You're on your own.
You know?
Wow.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, because none of us think about the cuts like if it doesn't affect us, right? But actually, it does affect us. So that's not good.
No kidding. Oh my God. We're not going to be able to fly these planes into hurricanes?
Yeah.
What?
That's crazy. Isn't there a tropical depression or something?
Yeah.
I always say I have that every year.
Yeah.
Tropical depression.
Yeah, it's brewing, they say. I think her name is Andrea or something like that.
Oh, I thought it was
a man. I'm not sure. Mm. I saw it on one of my feeds yesterday, and they said it's going to enter the Gulf of America very soon.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
I don't know, but according to this this meteorologist, we're going to continue to get the forecast wrong, folks.
Shocker!
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, no, I saw where Taylor Swift got knocked out of first place when it came to the youngest. Let me see if I can get this right. The youngest self-made billionaire in the world.
Oh.
She got knocked out of first place by some lady named Lucy Goo.
Lucy Goose?
Lucy Goo. G-U-O. Lucy Go. Lucy Goo.
What did she
Lucy
make?
Lucy Goo. She has a platform out there that's, you know, it's that whole AI and social media stuff. You can live stream. You can do podcasts on her platform. She developed this like 15 years ago or something. She's 30 years old, and she's worth $1.4 billion.
Oh, so she's not an influencer. She actually made a platform.
Well, yeah. The term is Forbes magazine. Taylor Swift had been number one as the youngest billionaire today, female, okay? This lady just knocked Taylor Swift out of the top spot.
So what she did is she created a company called Scale AI. It's an American artificial intelligence company based in San Francisco. It provides data, labeling, and model evaluation services to develop applications for artificial intelligence, telling me she's one smart cookie.
Yeah. Well, she first developed a thing called Passes, and the Passes propelled her on to do the AI thing later on, which she got all her money. Wow. $1.4 billion. And you're not even, you're 30 years old.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
What the heck?
That's a pretty good
one. Where did we go wrong?
I know, right?
You and I, where did we go wrong?
Listen, my skills are Control Alt Delete.
Shadell, you're 35 years old. What happened?
I was just born into a bad situation, I guess.
No,
I don't know, man.
No, you weren't. Listen, my son was born into a good situation, but it still drives me nuts when I see those little savants, right, that can play the piano like, you know, like Bach and Beethoven. Yeah. My kid was over there like playing dan.
I'm jealous of your kid because you did such a good job of just keeping him on point and like just being a parent. And I just didn't like have any of that stuff. So sometimes I feel like if I would have had opportunities like that, I would have been like way better than I am now.
Well, this just took a sad.
Yeah.
Her name is Lucy Goo. She's 30 years old. She is now a billionaire, the youngest female to reach the status that she's reached.
Wow.
Try to forget Schmidl story. Okay? Really didn't mean to
go there.
I
wasn't going to say anything, but okay, you asked.
It's
so,
okay. It's all right. But hey, buddy, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine.
BJ and Jamie.
Just push back a little bit more. A little bit more on your jawline right there. Right there. Right? Yeah. Like.
All right. So here's the deal, you guys. I was telling BJ, who is just, you know, a schmuck. Anyway, and it's known to all in Colorado and around the world.
Not everybody.
So I said, we were talking about 4th of July, because we usually take like 10 days or whatever, you know, during the 4th, everybody's going on vacations and whatever. And they said, what are you doing for your 4th of July? And I said, I'm going to get a little facial tweak. And he's like, what does that mean? So I put my two index fingers on each side of my face, one here by my ear, one here by my ear, and I pulled a little bit like this. And yeah. I went, that's what I'm going to have done. I'm going to have this little bit of skin. They just put stitches right at your earlobe, and they just pull it up a little bit, and they stitch it. So it's just a little more taut, and that way you have like a snatched chin, right?
Right.
And so that's what I'm going to do over the 4th of July. I know it sounds like a great holiday, but that's what I'm going to have done. And he said, you might want to use more than one finger on each side of your face. Go ahead and put like three or four over there and pull back a little tighter. And then I called him a dick, and then he left.
That's exactly the way it went down. No ifs, ands, and buts about it.
No, I called him a dick, and he goes, I'm going to the bathroom.
And then I left the rope.
Like, because it does make a difference. Look, just a little, like, all they do is just put, like, stitches on each side. I'm not going to make my face, like, I'm not going to do rhinoplasty. I'm not going to do, like, a forehead lift. Remember I told you the grossest thing ever was Heidi Mark was my best friend, and Vince Neil, she was married to him, of Motley Crue, and he had two bolts in his forehead. Two bolts because he did a brow lift, and they were actual bolts back in the day. They put them up.
Could you see them?
Yes! Ugh. And they were sticking out
like
of his
Frankenstein or something?
Yes! They were so nasty. And they didn't know how to fuse the bones back then. They didn't know how to like do a stitch or whatever. I don't know.
I will say this stuff has come a long way.
She had to unwrap his hair from the bolts when she washed his hair.
No.
And it would be all scabby and
Vince. God. Yeah, I mean, they've come a long way with this stuff. I mean, they can make a couple of incisions and boom, you're out of the office and you look a whole different person.
Yeah, I mean, it's just literally, it's just some stitches right here and it'll look like this.
I'm amazed what they can do with teeth.
I know.
Yeah. That is the most fascinating thing to me, how they can take somebody that doesn't have a smile and always wanted a smile, and you can go in one day,
question,
you come out of there with those great teeth.
Have you ever cried on a Sunday morning when you've watched the little documentaries, the infomercial?
Yeah.
Yeah. The transformation. I mean, come on. It's like the swan.
Well, there's one guy.
It is. It's so, like, the guy has, like, that one tooth, right? And
I saw one morning where a guy, he was a meth head. Turned his life around, though.
Yeah.
It was too late.
He'd never been able to.
He'd lost 31 of the 32. Oh. But he did turn his life away. Yeah, I mean, you got down to that one last tooth left. Yeah. One last tooth. And you turn yourself around. It's never too late.
It's never too late.
So he goes in to get his implants. Mm. He comes out. Jamie, he looks like he's Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, he's got a smile.
Yeah.
He looks good. I mean, he looks so good. I'll bet he's back on meth. That's how confident
isn't
he
there
feels.
Like a little jingle too? Go on and smile. Isn't there like a jingle
yes,
to it?
Is.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
Yeah, it's like Sunday mornings. I'm always like, Oh my God, this is so amazing. I'm so happy for you people.
I swear, I think that the whole teeth thing, I think it changes you more than plastic surgery does for your face.
Absolutely.
It is such a profound difference.
I was looking at those pop-on veneers. Have you guys seen those?
Yeah.
I get ads for those. And I'm like, hey, maybe I'll get some pop-on veneers. But I feel like you talk like this and they'd be a little thick.
Yeah, you don't want the pop-ons.
Well, no, but when I went, you guys know this, I went to Beverly Hills to Dr. Lesage.
Yeah.
I was even at his wedding, Brian Lesage, and he wanted $150,000 for Beverly Hills veneers.
You know, I just feel like people would talk behind your back so much about you, though.
Well,
if you popped them on.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, hurry, those fake teeth, man.
I know.
You got to take those out.
Well, there are a couple people, I won't mention any names, that have gotten veneers, and they got the two white, they're too white.
Yeah.
And you're just like, okay, Fire Marshal Bill. You know, you want to get them just a hint stained so they look natural.
Yeah.
Those people that go for the glow white, you're like, what are you doing?
You can see in the dark.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When you've got that glow white, and that perfect, and you're like 78 years old. I mean, it's a dead giveaway,
it is,
folks.
Kind of, yeah.
All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Angels.
Alice 105.9.
I love that song.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. It is a good tune, right?
It is a good tune.
Peyton Manning's bought himself a bunch of women.
Yeah, he has. That little
whole slew of them.
Yeah.
Man, the drama he's about to face.
That woo! Lordy.
Yeah. His wife is not happy.
No, she's not.
He's put all their money into a women's soccer team here in Denver. And it looks like that he could be, before it's over, it looks like he could be a majority owner at some point.
And let me tell you, women that play soccer have phenomenal bodies.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, I mean, phenomenal, right?
And he's going to be over there at the campus or the training facility every single day. You know it. Mm-hmm. Because you've got a good excuse. You go over to the facility. You're checking on your team. You've got an investment.
And not
that's
only that,
not why you're there.
They're also very limber because they have to kick. And
limber.
So, limber.
Yeah, Betty Manning probably not that limber anymore.
Do a lot of stretching.
Just my guess, folks. Betty's probably got a couple of, hitches.
All right, so I have a question for you guys.
Big
question, okay?
What?
And we'll take it to Texanado as well. What's our text?
303-22-ALICE.
Yeah. So I know it's also the request line, but they can go to text. So 303-22-ALICE. Which is the better invention, okay?
Okay.
Because as we're alive, which is the better invention? The air fryer or ChatGPT?
Oh.
I think it really depends.
Well, nope, you can't do that. Nope, you can't do that. Just in general.
Okay. Well, no, what I was going to say, though, is like for me personally.
That's what
am I saying?
Yeah, that's the question.
Now, I'm not answering for everybody, just for
just
me.
Just for you.
That's where I was going with
that. Wait,
air fryer.
Really?
By far.
Yeah.
I've never used ChatGPT. I use air fryer every day. So
that's an easy one.
And I would say the majority of population out there uses the air fryer far more than AI.
Well, that's the question, is because people are like, I don't know, the air fryer did change lives.
Did me.
I know.
Yeah. Sure did. I mean, the air fryer to me is what the microwave oven was.
I agree with you.
That changed the whole playing field, man.
Yeah. All right, what do you say, Carter?
Air fryer, hands down. I'm with BJ.
Air fryer.
Because
air fryer.
I literally oh my gosh. Leftover pizza in that thing is just, it comes out better than it was when it was actually baked.
You know what's so impressive with the air fryer to me is how things go from frozen to cooked so fast.
Oh, instantly.
So fast, Jamie.
Did you guys know that the air fryer does a great job with meth?
Did you see that video?
Yeah, you can cook your meth in an air fryer. So that's why I love it.
Oh. Are you kidding? Somebody used an air fryer.
So there's a guy, the guy that was held hostage,
crypto kidnapping.
Yeah. There's a video of him, and he's air frying meth. He's tied up.
He's doing it, or the people that's got him tied up?
He's doing it. And that's the big question is, why is he having so much fun? Because there's music playing. Okay, let me take you through this.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
He's tied up.
In a wheelchair.
Well, then how is he able to do the
cooking? His arms aren't.
Like his midsection, chest is.
Yeah. So maybe they're forcing him to do it.
Okay, so that's the question. Is like, why is he having fun? Why is he cooking meth in an he had two air fryers and he's cooking meth in it. And people are like, he's probably just trying to keep them happy so they don't do any more torture to him. But everybody's like, it's a little suspect. He's making meth. And they're like, yeah, but he is tied up.
Because this was 5 days into the whole kidnapping.
Have you not seen this video? It's shocking.
Oh,
it's
no, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, so he has two air fryers.
The whole story is shocking. It's weird.
It is weird. Sorry to throw that out of there during my survey.
Yeah, it's really a weird story.
And so he has two air fryers in front of him. He's in a wheelchair. They have him tied up from midsection down, but he's having a blast. And people are like, that's not a guy that's getting tortured. And they're like, when you're held captive, you try to please your people, right?
This guy was in business with another guy, and they had millions of dollars. Well, this guy did. He had millions of dollars in crypto. The other guy got booted out of the partnership and got very upset about it and came back to brought this guy back to the U.S., and they kidnapped him. Him and a buddy, they kidnapped him and kept him for, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Something like that? And they tried to get his password because he wanted to get to his computer and steal his crypto. Millions of dollars worth. And they did some really crazy things. They hung him upside down off the edge of a building, threatening to drop him. And then various tortures, and that's what this is all about.
Right.
And this was a couple of, last week.
But that's also how I learned that you can cook meth in an air fryer.
Ta-da! I haven't seen that video.
I bet cooking meth is way more fun than getting tortured, though. That's probably why he was like he's so like, oh, happy. It's a reprieve. Yeah.
Wow, you know what? They didn't talk about that on TMZ. Yeah. You should have been there for the whole thing because everybody's trying to figure out, like, why is he having so much fun? But you're right. It's like, it's better than getting hung over.
My fingernails aren't being pulled off my fingers. Yeah.
Look, if you don't torture me, I'll cook you some meth.
Yeah.
And maybe they didn't know how.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he said, I've got the recipe. You can't get that out of me, just like the password.
Right.
You're not getting the recipe away from me. But if you allow me to just, take a break from being tortured, I'll cook you a few.
That recipe would go viral on
I'll
TikTok.
Cook you some pounds of meth.
That concludes my survey.
This show, man, you learned so much. Microwaves, air fryers. We got it all.
BJ and Jamie.
Look.
Oh, my God.
After a while, you learn not to participate in our conversations, okay? You just realize that it can go wrong sometimes, okay?
All right, so the question was to all of you, which is the better invention? Is it ChatGPT or is it an air fryer? Like, with your own personal,
Yeah, what had more impact in your life?
Yeah,
right?
So unfortunately, you are not a good person.
Yeah, it's not just me. BJ.
It's just BJ.
You're the one that tweeted it back to him or texted back to him, me.
So Powerball Pete, in our group chat, because we're all in a group chat, Carson, Schmidil, Jamie, BJ, and Pete.
Schmidil, you're going to love this one. Schmidil, listen up. Okay. You were in the other room.
I haven't looked at it
yet.
You
haven't heard this yet.
Okay. All right. So Powerball Pete says, I'd like to weigh in on the survey. It's absolutely ChatGPT because I can write a really professional email now.
And he thought that was funny, probably. Right.
Right. And so I said, well, actually, BJ said, not so fast. Look in the mirror. The air fryer actually won.
So messed up. Poor Pete, man.
He only wanted to do is say, I can write a really professional email with ChatGPT. Not so fast. That's a lie. The air fryer won, buddy.
I guarantee you he's crying in his car now.
Don't kid yourself, bud. The air fryer won easily.
Trust me. He's like, tell him to look in a mirror. And I wrote it, and then I felt bad I wrote it. We are not good people.
No, you shouldn't be writing things that I say, though. Because that's not always.
True. Some of the blame is on you.
Why?
Yeah, you said it to us.
Carson, you know me. I'm going to say something that's not kosher and probably not very polite. Okay? But Jamie takes it and runs with it.
You said tell him. You go, nope. Tell him to take a look in the mirror.
My comment was meant to be behind his back, not to his face. Okay? He's driving. He probably just ran off the road.
The air fryer
won. I'll bet he just did a U-turn and went straight to the gym.
Oh, my God.
Not a chance.
No.
Oh, poor Pete. God love him.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Look, it was Pete, everybody. everybody.
Hi, Pete.
Because somebody called us bullies, but if you understand the relationship between us and Pete, you would understand how funny this is.
Yeah, and I'm not seeing Pete in probably, what, it's been a month, it's maybe, since we've seen him? The air fryer won, though.
But see, we do this back and forth. It's just fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. It's what
we
do.
I mean, it won, babe. Hands down.
I put up the survey on our Facebook page if you wanted to participate. Which is the better invention, ChatGPT or the air fryer? I also included our text to Pete for fun. Mm-hmm. All right. There's a lot going on. First of all, happy birthday to my friend Lori.
Yeah. Hi, Lori. Happy birthday. Woo-hoo.
Guess what we're doing tonight?
Who?
Me and Lori.
Oh, you guys are going together.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Where you go?
Wait. I'll give you. We'll play Clue or whatever that game is.
Yeah.
Charades. Ready?
All right. Gambling.
Gambling.
Yeah. That's the buffalo running on the slot machine.
All right, let me try again.
Okay.
Oh, hibachi.
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 We grab my sunglasses.
I'm surprised you threw those.
I had to do it for sound effects, so you get
really
it.
Really committed.
Thank you very much.
Man, yeah. I thought for sure that was that buffalo running machine.
Oh, I do love
up
the buffalo.
Black Hawk.
That's this.
That would be a biggie. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I talked to my casino host about your Tennessee tickets.
Oh, yeah.
For the Broncos. Nope.
It's a no-go?
Yeah.
Sold out?
Yep.
Sold out.
Sold out. He said the suite is already full.
Yeah. Suite's full.
The suite's full.
It is the first game of the season.
Yeah, it is opening day.
Yeah. And so it makes sense. Like, probably all the whales got it, you know?
Whales.
The whale.
Yeah, I'm not a whale.
The monarch whales.
All right. Well, you know what? Nice try. Thank you, Jamie.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, let's hear. What was it? It was really important. Oh, yeah, I did happy birthday. Lori got that one. There's a couple of things going on. Man, the Diddy trial took a turn. They're saying that now there is possibly some racketeering proof. It's taken a while, hasn't it? I thought this was like a sealed deal.
Me too.
But racketeering because the $100,000 cover-up. That's the video in the hotel where P. Diddy and his people tried to get it covered up. A domestic violence case tried to get it covered up by buying the tape, which they did in fact do for $100,000. And they're saying because there was some kind of pressure and maybe some money manipulation that could kind of go into the racketeering phase. But kind of.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it sounds illegal to me, but I don't know where you categorize this.
Well, it's not illegal for those guys to get paid off.
It's not?
They said no, it's not because...
To take the footage from the hotel? They don't own the hotel.
Yeah, those security guys got, like, it's a private thing. They can do whatever they want, apparently. I don't know.
This is what they said.
It wasn't illegal for them to pay off, or for Diddy to pay him off and blah, blah, blah. And they got permission from the corporation to do that. That wasn't illegal. What's illegal is for Diddy's people to put pressure as a mob type situation if they did to get them to sell the tape.
Yeah, so. You either sell it to us or concrete boots for you, pal.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to be down in the Mississippi River.
I don't know if the Mississippi is a good choice, kind of.
It's just a river that I picked out, Jamie. It doesn't mean that it's nearby, okay?
It's shallow. So that's why they run those barges because it's kind of shallow and stuff. They don't run.
Pick a river. Right, I don't care.
Isn't there one that's known for that? Like they even said that during the Diddy trial that he was going to throw somebody in that.
Gambinos.
Is that what it was?
I think so. The Gambino family.
Well, no, but during the Diddy trial, they said they threatened somebody to throw him in the East River.
Oh yeah.
And the East River is known for concrete boots.
Yeah, concrete boots, man. Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah. Are you looking it up, Schmidt?
It's either concrete boots or the wood chipper, man.
I do see a bunch of things about the East River and people getting thrown into it. Yeah.
With
concrete boots.
Right. Yeah. Look up wood chippers too. They use those.
Also the Hudson Bay.
Ooh,
yeah.
Deep.
Am I the only person that goes by people that are wood chipping really fast and I don't look?
I don't know.
So when there's wood chippers in my neighborhood, that cove, whatever the hell they are, and they're wood chipping in my neighborhood or whatever, I drive
Why?
By because I don't want to see their arm get pulled in.
Yeah.
It's the best scene in Fargo, that wood chipper scene. That's a great scene.
No, and so I go by it really fast and I don't look at them. I don't make eye contact because I'm scared.
What an invention. The wood chipper.
Oh, didn't it seem like there for a while, like, I don't know, 2012, 2015, there was like back-to-back wood chipping incidents.
Chippers were big back then.
People's arms, they like, cause it, like one guy was kicking it on the branch, and the branch grabbed his leg and then pulled it in.
Oh. Yeah, that's misfortune, a big misfortune there. Yeah, that's well, not, that's some rotten luck. But the ones I'm talking about are intentional. You're hiding the evidence, you know?
My friend out at Havasu, he had an anchor, right? Mm-hmm. And he was throwing it over and it got caught around his leg and it pulled him in. And thank God he had a pocket knife on him and he cut it off. Not his leg, the anchor rope.
Yeah. He just sawed his leg off.
It took a while. He had to hold his breath for a really long time. Accidents happen, man.
Sure do.
You know
sure
what? Safety never takes a vacation. Yeah. And don't forget that, folks.
Yeah. I wonder if Diddy owns a wood chipper. I'll bet he does. Look into that.
Maybe so. Cardi B says that she was going to kill Offset if she didn't divorce him. And it's kind of dark. That Cardi B is kind of dark. Here it is. Number four.
Last year, I felt like I was like naked walking down the, running down the street. And I was like just running and running and running. And I don't know. I just felt so weird last year. I felt really, really weird. Like I was getting frequent headaches. I was literally losing my mind. And I gave it chances after chances after chances after chances after chances after chances. If I was still there, I was going to end up going to jail because I was going to end up killing them, seriously, with my own bare hands. Because it was just getting so
you
much.
You weren't going to use your bare hands. You were going to sit on him, and he was going to suffocate. You know that, too. Okay, was it your bare hands? It was your bare hands. Okay, yes.
That's a good way to go out. Yeah, I'd sign up for that.
You're weird. You're really weird. I'd sign up for that.
Ass asphyxiation?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
If I get to pick how I died, I'd definitely pick Cardi B ass asphyxiation. Oh. Yeah.
Yes, too much good air on this planet. I don't think I'd choose that one.
You know, I just... Yeah. All right.
Oh. I wouldn't want that to be my last draw.
No.
Oh, cool.
Oh, man.
Smells like Cardi ass.
It's my last memory on Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm set with that.
Yeah. You guys want me to tell that molasses joke?
No. I do. I want to hear it.
Ah, I smell molasses. Remember the moles? They ran into each other. All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
Walking into a bar. Spadil, you're weird, dude.
Yeah.
You're weird. Kind of like it, but you're weird.
BJ and Jamie.
I want to play a story here for you. I got a piece of audio, and this would be the story of my life.
Can I just tell you one thing before you continue?
Yeah, go ahead.
My friend John, shout out to my friend John.
Yeah.
He says that the new wood chippers have a million safety features on them now. He's pulling one to Evergreen right now, so if you see a guy in a big old truck pulling a wood chipper on I-70, that's my friend John. He said, you can't believe the new safety upgrades. On wood chippers.
That's good.
That's really good. Yeah.
But when a wood chipper is used, let's say intentionally,
All right, I interrupt you. Go ahead.
You push another button. Is all you do. I'm just saying this story is something that would actually probably happen to me. Okay.
Okay.
Guy wins the lottery, $5 million. His girlfriend takes it all and leaves.
Oh.
Every penny.
Doesn't that happen every day in your life?
No. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Jamie, it's not funny.
Every second Friday.
It's not funny.
Every 2 weeks.
I think this is out of Canada. Guy wins the lottery, $5 million. He goes to collect his money. He's illegal. He doesn't have an ID.
Oh, so he trusts her and says, you go get it?
And then she... He hasn't seen her since.
Well.
What a move. What a move on her part.
And she's been asking me for like 3 weeks already just to get a ticket, but I never went and got one. So, and then we finally drove by one. And I was like, hey, I might as well just go get you one right now.
But now Campbell says that's not what happened, and he's suing his ex-girlfriend, claiming the ticket and money belong to him. According to a claim filed in Manitoba's Court of King's Bench earlier this month, Campbell alleges he bought the ticket on January 19th, 2024. and only asked McKay to hold on to it because he had recently lost his wallet. They hit the jackpot, $5 million, and met with a Western Canada Lottery Corporation agent. The lawsuit alleges Campbell was told he couldn't cash in because he didn't have ID. Uh-huh. The suit says he was told McKay should sign the ticket and publicly claim the winnings.
I'll bet she was in cahoots with that person. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Probably called that office first and said, hey, psst, I got to play it. Don't let him get the money.
With
I'll get the money.
Office?
And I'm getting the hell out of here.
Yeah, he's in cahoots or she's
I'm
in cahoots.
I'm just saying, Jamie. You know women.
The claim says she then deposited the money into her bank account because Campbell didn't have one.
Yeah.
Less than 2 weeks later, Campbell alleges McKay didn't return to the hotel room they were staying in. Campbell says he went out to find her and, quote, after some investigation, he found her in bed with another guy.
See that coming?
Oh, no, it gets worse.
The claim says McKay ended her relationship with Campbell and alleges she, quote, ghosted him by cutting off contact and taking out a protection order against him.
I will say, I saw his picture. He's not a looker. Okay?
I know, but listen, so. She told him that she loved him, and then he trusted her, and she's like, look, I got this. It's fine. I love you. You got to have trust if we're going to be together. And so he's like, all right, and he signs the back, and then she's with some dude.
She even got a restraining order against him.
I know. She, like, ruined his life.
I want to hear that bad part again.
The claim says she then deposited the money into her bank account because Campbell didn't have one. Less than 2 weeks later, Campbell alleges McKay didn't return to the hotel room they were staying in. Campbell says he went out to find her and, quote, after some investigation, he found her in bed with another guy.
Oh! It's my favorite part of the story.
This poor dude, and he put a restraining order against her, so now, like, he can't get
it. He can't do anything.
Yeah, just exactly. Oh,
$5 million.
Oh,
can I hear it one more time?
No,
after some investigation, he found her in bed with another guy.
Oh!
BJ and Jamie.
Going to rain today. Going to rain again today, tomorrow. Thunderstorms is all back in the forecast again. Here we go.
You know where I'm going today.
Where are you going?
Larkspur.
Why?
Because it's the farmer's market. It's kicking off today.
Oh, yeah. Those are so fun.
I love those.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I'm excited. Got all kinds of meats and stuff.
Yeah.
We got some mushrooms. Got some honey. Oh, yeah.
My neighbor bought a half a cow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gave me a package of the meat. It was pretty darn good.
Was it?
Yeah, it was really good, in fact. Yeah.
I think it's like, I posted, I feel like it's from 4 to 7, something like that. I posted it on our Facebook page, but anyway, it's their kickoff.
It's kind of weird that it's on, like, during the week.
Yeah, but I feel like sometimes they do kick off those farmers markets on Wednesdays. Don't you? No.
You might be right.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. I've not been to one in a while.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, I'm excited about it.
What are you going to get you? Some maters?
I'm going to get some tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
You know what's funny about like buying fresh produce? I don't know if you all have this problem, but every time I don't use it.
Yeah. 90%.
I have big plans for Swiss chard every week when I get it from Whole Foods. Big plans. I have big plans for the cucumbers. I'm going to cut them up. I'm going to put them in Italian dressing, bring them to work. I'm going to meal prep, right? I'm going to do...
What would you say in the vegetable department or fruit,
okay,
that you waste the most? Because I have two items that I literally buy, and it is a complete waste of money. And I've been telling myself that, you know, this isn't going to happen again. But then over and over again, it continues to happen.
It's the bag salad.
Bag salad.
Bag salad. I have big plans for bag salad.
I don't buy the bag. My wife does, but it always goes bad.
Yeah, big plans, BJ. Big plans.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Mine is close to that. Lettuce.
Yeah.
Lettuce. I never use all the lettuce.
Yeah.
And tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
I'll buy tomatoes because I like the vines, but I only use one and the other three will
rot.
Know.
Then
it's a waste of money. Let's go to the farmer's market, you say. Throw away our money. Yay! Aren't there farmer's markets all over town, though? I mean, they're everywhere here, aren't they?
There's the thing, though. This weather is like just screwing up everything.
I know there used to be one downtown.
Oh, yeah. They're in every town, right?
Yeah.
I just saw this one because they're kicking it off, and I thought it was fun. And I feel like the rural ones are like real good. You know, like, we got a rural one in Larkspur.
You got hardcore farmers out there.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's like, it got moose and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, just hitting a farmer's market on Federal doesn't seem right. You know?
But this weather, though, has screwed up everything. Yeah. I mean, my girlfriends, I told you earlier this morning, I have two girlfriends with littles, like little people. And, not little people, little, anyway.
But children.
Children, thank you. They're all in camps, and they've all been canceled because of the weather. Oh. And my girlfriends, well, they micro whatever that's called.
Yeah. Microdose.
Yeah, I guess it's much better to have five kids at home when you're microdosed.
I would agree.
Yeah, okay.
I think we all would.
No argument.
Yep. Nobody protesting that, are we?
Oh, God.
BJ and Jamie.
It's pretty sad, isn't it?
I have never heard of anything like that in my life.
Terrible.
130. All right, I'm going to play the game Sweep of the Nation. If you heard of 137 people attending an event, what would you guess it was?
An event?
Yeah, 137 people went. Oh,
maybe pickleball?
Pickleball?
Like a networking event?
Yeah, like a networking thing, yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nope, it was a professional baseball game.
Terrible. 100 and what?
The lowest, 137. Jeez. Lowest in baseball history, in MLB history. It was Miami against the Rockies.
Think about it this way. We're all over MLB history this year. Well, all over the place, man. We are crushing it.
That's one way. Yep, yep. Okay.
Rewriting the books, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
But they won. Rockies won.
137 people.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
I'd be mad if I had to pay for parking.
You'd be mad if you paid for a ticket.
Oh, well, yeah. That's
to get into the game.
That's true, too. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I did see. That reminds me. I saw where. Did you see the salaries that Dancing with the Stars make?
I did not.
What's your guess? Speaking of, you know, having a little trivia here.
Right.
Dancing with the Stars, per episode. The people that are on there, you know, dancing.
The actual the professional. The stars.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
How much money do you think they make per episode?
Oh, per episode. Oh, okay. Hold on. Per episode, about $10,000.
Okay. Spadell?
15,000? Yeah.
Carson?
I was going to go like five.
They make $1,200.
Whoa. So it's just episode. For their career, huh?
That's crazy. Yeah.
It's just to promote whatever they're promoting.
Man, ABC is robbing them.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, think about how much money they're making per episode.
Yeah, wow.
They're paying these people $1,200 to go through. I mean, they got to do a lot of work
it's
to be a part
rigorous.
Of that.
Yeah. That is crazy.
What a ripoff.
What a ripoff.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Wednesday. Thunder showers back again today. It's nonstop. It's summer. All right, have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.